Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to our second podcast.
We have a name now.
It's the F Show.
Yay. Today the F stands for
Funke. Because we are going to talk about the new season of Arrested Development.
Yay. So that's going to be our main thing. We both watched it. Casey watched it a little bit quicker than I did. But before we do that, we'll talk about some other stuff, like, I don't really know, actually.
Well, we thought of the F Show because one of my friends, shout out to Molly, told us to name it, like, the Fs of modern day or something, you know, like feminism, female friends, and all that stuff, and I was like, well, yeah, we could do that, and, like, film, like, TV shows and movies, and I don't know, we kind of just decided on the spot. Okay, the F Show.
But the F is very flexible, so we can make it stand for different things. Anyway, yeah, so that's where that came from. Finally have a name. And let's see. There's not really much going on. It's pretty boring. Summer, not a lot going on. Game of Thrones is tonight. Super excited.
A very, very special episode.
Very special episode. We'll probably definitely talk about that.
Near the end, though, because we don't want to have anyone stop listening because of spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Or, yeah, we'll probably do its own thing, like, next week, maybe, or later in this week. Today is also a special occasion because I made mojitos.
And they're pretty good.
They could be better, but I'm not mad. I made them for the first time, so we're testing them out.
Celebrating tonight's episode.
Tonight's very special episode. So a bottle of supplies over. We even have this beautiful ice cube tray shaped like skulls. So, you know, just because.
Because of reasons.
All right. So I guess we'll, as introduction, not much. Got anything else?
3 more weeks of school for me.
Oh, when you leave.
And then it's real summer.
Oh, really?
For me.
I thought she was going to leave me. I have real summer all the time, except I have to work, so not really. Okay, well, I guess we'll get into it then.
Arrested Development. By the way, if you haven't watched the entire season 4, you might not want to listen to this entire podcast.
Or, yeah, like, any of it, so
you can listen to, like, the first 2.5 minutes.
How riveting they are. Okay, so, yeah. Season 4. I think we both had, like, I don't know, we might have had different feelings about it going in. Like, I mean, I obviously didn't watch it whenever it, not obviously, but I didn't watch it whenever it first was airing. I, like, got into it, like, a couple years after, no, like, a year after it, you know, stopped, and my friend was like, hey, you should watch this show. It's really funny. I have the DVDs. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm like, watching. I'm like, what is this? This is
Rachel
weird.
Is like weird. If you give her suggestions, she's like, whatever. I don't care. She doesn't listen to suggestions. So well, don't suggest her anything.
No. If I ask for suggestions, I want them. But if somebody gives them to me unbidden, I'm like, well, I know what I like. Leave me alone. So I like to either find out things for myself or like, when I'm in the mood to, like, ask someone, I'll do it. But usually people who want to offer me suggestions are people I do not have similar taste with. So, like, one of my friends, actually, I have a stack of books, like, at least, like, 7 books he gave me without asking me if I wanted them or not, like, 2 years ago, and I haven't read any of them on principle, and also because they look boring and they don't know what I like, and you shouldn't offer them to me. So... Anyway, so I didn't watch it from the start, but after I saw, like, the first few episodes, you know, after it had already been canceled, I was like, I love this, this is great, and this is when you didn't have to pay to watch, like, past seasons on Hulu, so I watched it all one summer, like, I think it was before my senior year, so, like, 2008. Anyway, so I fell in love with it, and it was great, and I, like, tried to make everyone else watch it, but nobody really felt me on that, So, I've always liked it, but, you know, it's been over for, like, 5 years, and everyone's
seven
always...
Years.
7 years?
Yeah.
Kids in 2007.
6 years.
Fuck, yes, 2013. Okay, you're right. Anyway, so it's been over for a while, and I think it died an untimely death and all that, but, like, I don't know. I'm of the opinion, like, if it's over, like, let it be over. You know, it was sad, but, you know, it happens. Don't try to resurrect it out of the sake of nostalgia. So that was how I felt about it. I was, like, looking forward to it, but still not, like, I don't know, not what I would have chosen to have a reunion.
So I was stealing my friend's Netflix account, and I don't even remember why I decided to start watching it, but I just decided to watch it one day, and, like, I remember it was my sophomore year of college, and I remember marathoning it for, like, oh, I watched all of it in, like, a week, and I was like, this show is so good, and I just remember, like, laying in bed with my laptop, just watching Netflix, and watching the next episode, and the next episode, and the next episode, because I couldn't stop, and, like, sophomore year of college, you can totally get away with not going to class and doing all that, marathoning shows like that. So, I fell in love with it, and then I realized, like, nobody else I knew liked that show, and I was like, why do I have these friends? Like, what am I doing? But then, of course, I found all these amazing people that love it, like Rachel and a bunch of my other friends. And I got my sister, I think I got my sister into it. Anyway, so when it was, like, announced that they were doing a new season, I was pretty excited. Like, more recently, I guess, I was, like, telling myself not to have high expectations because, you know, you don't really know what to expect. But it was all the same people as the cast and, like, Ron Howard and Mitch and all of them. So, like, I don't know. I was excited, but I didn't want to be disappointed.
It's always a good way to be. Let's see. So, yeah, we both obviously really like it, and I begrudgingly was like, okay, fine, gonna watch it when it comes out, whatever. Oh, before we start talking about, like, this recent one, I want to talk about our favorite old ones, maybe. Like...
Yes, okay. Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead, it's fine.
Okay, definitely Good Grief, because I love the callback to the Charlie Brown song, and everyone's walking with their head down. Yes, and then George Michael walks by the dog on the red doghouse. Oh my god, it's perfect. So I love Good Grief, and where the fuck are my hard-boiled eggs? And then at the very end, after, like, on the next episode, and Jones gets Poof Goof of the Year, and he's walking with the Charlie Brown music. And, of course, probably one of the best episodes ever, Mother Boy 30, because my friend Hannah pointed out that when Michael and Buster get to the Mother Boy convention, and they, like, walk in, and Buster, like, peeks his head in the door, and he's like, turned into gypsies. And then he, like, walks in, and he steps back and hits the door, and the door hits Michael in the head. That was an accident that was not supposed to happen, but they kept it in the show, and every single time I watch that scene, I just die of laughter. So those two are definitely my top two episodes.
Well, Casey's got, like, insider trivia shit, man. All right. I don't know that I can, like, think of, like, particular individual episodes. Like I said, like, when I watch them, I watch them all at once. I just think, like, moments that I love. Like, one of my favorite lines, for some reason, is when they're talking, I think George Michael's talking to Lucille about Maybe. Mm-hmm. And Lucille says, she's not real. She was made in a cup. Like, soup. Like, what the hell? She's the worst fucking grandma ever, and I love her. And probably my favorite thing is when, probably my favorite line in the series is when, Tobias and Lindsay and Michael are talking in the kitchen, and he says, Michael's trying to talk to them about problems, and Tobias says, oh, that's right, let's take advice from Michael, the great marriage expert. Oh, I forgot, your wife is dead.
No, he goes, and yeah. Secondly.
And secondly, your wife is dead. And, like, everyone just looks at him for a little bit, and he's like, I'm so sorry. I don't know. I love that.
I also like the part, I don't remember what was happening before, but, like, Tobias turns around and he's like, I'm not going to cry about my pa. I'm John Wayne. I don't know. I just like that part. It's really random. Anyway, but, like, the whole thing is just,
that's the whole thing. Yeah. It's good.
If you have not watched Arrested Development, what are you doing?
Yeah, Come on. You got 20 minutes a day. Come on.
Come on!
You're making a huge mistake. But... I'm sorry, we're
tiny mistake.
Like those assholes. My favorite character is by far Lucille. Like, I live for her. I just kind of my role model.
Can you do the wink face?
I just did it, but I'll do it with a drink in my hand later.
I've never made that face again.
Yes, Lucille, lover. Kind of want to be here, except maybe less cold and definitely less racist.
But the alcohol part.
The alcohol part, for sure. I'm working on it. I love her. hate Michael. Well, I don't hate Michael. I don't like Michael. Like,
I feel like you're kind of supposed to like Michael because you're not supposed to think of him as, like, as crazy and, like, childish as his family, but yeah. He really is.
Yeah, as the series really goes on, it shows you.
Yeah, it comes out more in season four, I think.
That's true. Of him. Well, like, he's all right. I don't know, like, the things Tobias does is funny. Like, we just said a bunch of things he did, but, like, he's not, like, I don't know, I feel like he's everyone's favorite. He's not mine.
I really like Buster, but I also like a lot of, like, I loved Maybe in season four.
Maybe's great. Okay. She was okay, let's talk about season four.
Okay, we'll talk about
trying to talk about old shit. Whatever. Casey wants to move forward.
Sorry.
All right.
We can still talk about
that. Nope, we're done. Okay. Casey, take it away. Tell us about your season four experience.
All right, season four experience. Take that. The day it came out, I decided to marathon it. So I woke up, as usual, got breakfast, you know, whatever, and then I sat down and marathoned it. And at about the 10th episode, I was like, so exhausted, and my brain was melting. Not because it was terrible, but because I was like, oh my god, I've just watched like 5 hours straight of Arrested Development. So I took a 30-minute nap, and then I finished it. I'm so glad that I did, because like the last four episodes are really, really good. But I will say that my favorite episodes were definitely the Job ones.
Yes.
Maybe. Yes. And then I think it was the last George Michaels, where like a lot of jokes started coming together, I feel like, in George Michael's episode. I think it was, like, the 11th or 12th one. No, it was the 13th one. And, like, everything just started making sense, and you started catching a lot more jokes, and it was just, like, really, really, really funny. I think it's better a second time around, because you start catching things that you maybe didn't miss the first time.
The ostrich squirt? Yeah. That Maybe?
Yes, that was Maybe. And I don't remember, it was Lindsay or Tobias's episode, but, like, when you watch Maybe's episode, she's talking to George Michael right after the whole, SEC boat thing at the end of the third season, and Maybe's lying on a stretcher. She's trying to get her parents' attention, and she's like, and George Michael's like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm trying to make them see that I'm here, and she, like, starts coughing. And then when I finished the whole thing, I went back and watched the couple first episodes again, and, in Lindsay or Tobias's episode, Lindsay's like, there's nothing keeping this marriage together. And then you can hear Maybe coughing in the background. It's like, it's Maybe. Like, she, of course, like, she's the one thing that should keep them together. I don't know. It's really funny because you catch more things that you just, like, would not have realized the first time around.
I'll have to watch them again. Yeah, I like at first I didn't want to watch it all at once because, like, you know, I'm not gonna get my hopes up. I don't even really want to watch this anyway. But of course I did. You know, I don't want to get my hopes up, and I didn't want to, like, blow through it. And I don't know, I wanted to take my time. So I just finished. I think I just finished it last night. Yeah. So I watched a couple a day, but the first few were kind of rough. I didn't things that I didn't like. I'll say those first. I didn't like how they kept doing, like, flashbacks to supposedly what happened, like, right after the third season ended, which, like, I understood was to help us, like, remember what they were doing, but I feel like the people who are watching this show are so obsessed with it, they're going to have remembered, like, the situations. It was also kind of jarring to have the flashbacks from, like, adorable baby Michael Cera to, like, horrible
weird turtle
Michael Cera as a grown-up, and, like, the first, like, him, and then, like, Portia de Rossi, like, him? Had something.
Her?
The person of Rossi had something done to her face. And, like, she looks fine. She looks nice. She was very pretty. She was very pretty before, of course. She's always pretty. But it was just jarring because it was very different. And, like, her whole first episode, I, like, had to get used to it. But, you know, whatever. She's a lovely woman.
Anything. I wish I could say anything like her.
Because she's Australian. Yeah. It's the only time you ever hear it come through. Anything, Michael. Anyway, So there's that, and, like, some characters, like, you didn't need two George Sr. episodes.
Oh, God,
you just
no.
really didn't.
No, not at all.
But, you know, whatever, they're trying out something new. I mean, I think it all came together.
And it's all, like, setting up for the movie, because that ending of the very last episode, like, it happened, and it was before, like, on the next episode of Arrested Development, I was like, what the fuck? That's the ending? Like, what the hell? And then I was like, okay, wait, Ron Howard has said before, like, he is setting it up for the movie, like,
oh, they're making a movie?
Yeah. Well, they want to. So they wrote this as, like, a prequel to the movie.
I'd rather watch more episodes, but
we'll see. Or there could be a fifth season. You never know. It might just turn it into a season. By the way, let me just put this in the middle. Hannah, if you listen, please don't judge me if I get things wrong about Arrested Development. My friend Hannah is a much bigger fan than I am, and she's like, she knows every, like, she could say any line. So if I've gotten anything like wrong, if I've embarrassed you, please.
Well, now you said her name. She was fine before you didn't have any association. Sorry, Hannah.
My friend Hannah.
Okay. Well, I'll try to keep her in line for you. I liked a lot of things. I loved Maria Bamford because I've loved her, like, since around the time I started watching Arrested Development the first time. So seeing her, like, was wonderful. She did a great job.
Debris.
Fucking Kristen Wiig.
Yes, I thought she was really good.
That was inspired. That was wonderful. I didn't like Seth Rogen. I would rather have them had, like, Jeffrey Tambor, like, be in the old flashbacks like we used to have, because Seth Rogen was just like, oh, look, it's Seth Rogen in a wig. Like,
yeah, he didn't, like, much. Convince with a mustache, me.
Yeah. Like, Kristen Wiig, it was obviously Kristen Wiig, but she was doing such a great Lucille.
Yeah, and I feel like her facial expressions were really good, too.
Yes. She was so perfect. And I loved, apparently it was Henry Winkler's son who played
young Barry Zucker Coyne.
Take that to the sea! Perfect. That was good.
That was perfect.
I really liked that.
I really liked, what was I going to say? Oh my gosh, I completely blanked. Rachel's going to get more ice in her mojito right now. It's brain ice, though.
Like, tell her I made a Arrested Development joke. Oh,
God. What'd you say?
I said you can't have a party without ice.
Oh, she said you can't have a party without ice.
I missed ice. I was sad there was any of him.
I loved... God, what's his name? Josh Schwartz? Or Ben Schwartz?
John Ralphio?
Yes, John Ralphio. In the... what was his? Mark Cherry or whatever?
Yeah.
That whole, oh, thanks. The whole, God, what's that show? Entourage.
Entourage, Jesus.
The whole Entourage thing. What else?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. This, all of the Sound of Silence, little song inserts. That was so fun. Like, it made me die every time. I felt like, I really, really like Mae Whitman. But I felt like her aunt was really forced this time around. Like, it didn't feel...
Yeah.
She didn't feel the same as last time.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, I think she had grown out of that character, and it was hard for her to get back
into it. Yeah. She, well, like, as always, just, like, so ridiculous. Everyone's like, her? Yeah. What? It's just, like, so pretty and cute. And they're just like, ew,
oh,
really?
Yeah, when she was like, how do you like her eggs? And Joe's like, I told you it was fine.
Yeah, that's true. She seemed kind of flat.
I do love Mae Whitman, though.
I mean, I always feel like I have to say something bad. I'm like, no, but I love them, and they're beautiful, and they're wonderful. I hope nobody gets their feelings hurt from that.
I liked in the Maybe episode when Ron Howard, the narrator, was like, and then Maybe realized that she'd gotten in really big lie and trouble, and she had to go fix it, and she was like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember in bits, but like I said, like, watched it over a week, so I didn't. How about, I'm sorry, I'm just thinking of, like, individual little pieces. When Lucille has to do counseling with Tobias, she says, hello, anus tart.
And she hadn't even seen the license plate. She was just wonderful. So, a new start.
A new start,
yeah. I just like how everything started to connect within, like, the last 5 episodes, and it started making a lot more sense. So, like, if you're still listening, you haven't watched it because you're like, the first 2 episodes sucked. You know, just...
Because they did.
Go through. Yeah, they did. But, like, you gotta get through them all. Although... They're setting everything up.
I did, like, to a point, like I said, like, I like the season now, but I still feel like it's kind of shitty for them to, like, make excuse for, like, for it to be like, oh, well, yeah, these sucked, but it paid off in the end. Like, I feel like they should individually, like, stand as wholes.
Mm-hmm.
But...
I mean, there are good parts in all the episodes, but, like, as a whole... A couple of the episodes, especially the George Sr. ones.
Yeah, kind of dragged. And it was hard because, like, it only focused, because, like, the schedules or whatever, I guess, didn't align, so they didn't shoot everyone all at once.
Mm-hmm. Except for that one scene.
Yeah. So it was kind of hard, like, whatever, what are they doing, like, after we don't see them anymore? Like, what was George Sr. doing? We don't know.
Actually, there is, I know everyone hates Reddit, I do too, but someone did make a timeline of, like, everyone's event, so you can see, like, what was happening at the same time and stuff. So, I'm pretty sure if you probably just Google Reddit Arrested Development Season 4 timeline, it'll come up. So, I think that would help if you're confused about what's happening.
I should say a couple things that I did like in the first couple episodes, which as a whole, like, I didn't enjoy, but, like, the voting situation with Michael.
Oh, yeah, no talk.
And then he gets to the airport, and he's explaining to the guard, he's like, well, obviously P-Hound's gonna vote against you. Like,
oh, and the Workaholics guys are the...
Yeah.
That was funny.
I don't watch Workaholics, but I got understood the reference. I did. I watched, like, the first couple episodes, and I'm like, this is stupid.
No, you should watch.
There was, like, weird sexist things that wasn't about. I hate, like, gross man children of that age, so I don't want to watch a show about them. But I have heard a lot of people like it, so whatever. I usually trust Casey's taste, but I tried. Not for me. And John Slattery was great.
Oh, yeah.
Well, John Slattery's just great in everything. I just... fucking love that man. I don't know why, like, the funniest thing to me in the whole George Jr. episode, the first one, which may or may not be a good or bad sign, was when they're talking, he's like, oh, look, a lizard, and his girlfriend just goes, cute, like, just yells it. I don't know, I was like, the funniest shit to me. But yeah, so not a lot of high points in those, but it's okay, there are a few.
It gets better. Actually, that's the name of the George Michael episode, when it does actually, like, get really good.
It gets better. Yeah. So was it doing, like, a send-up of, like, kind of how, like, the Social Network a little? Like, I've never seen the Social Network. So, like, I figured some, like, okay, Michael Cera always says he gets confused for Jesse Eisenberg, and I figured, okay.
Yeah. That was actually really a really funny, like, thing going on. Like, I'm not a big fan of this Social Network. I know a lot of people who are, like, obsessed with it, and I'm not at all. But I thought it was, like, a funny insert, like, a funny thing for them to do. I don't know. Anything else?
Nope. I mean, my brother watched the first two episodes
Actually?
Well.
Sorry.
Excuse
me. I thought of something, and I'm going to say it before I forget it.
Go for it.
Ron Howard's real kids, their middle names are where... they were conceived, which is weird. Like, I read this somewhere online.
They put it on the show.
Oh, it was on the show?
Yeah, I was like Bryce Dallas and whatever his other daughter's name is.
Anyway, it was funny because Rebel's name is Rebel Alley.
That's so gross. Like, why do you, like, here, little baby, I'm going to give you a reminder of, like, me and your mom fucked in this city. Now carry this around for all time. It's so gross.
I mean, they probably don't say that.
But they know. They know. Well... that's interesting. I was going to say, I mean, my brother watched the first couple episodes of the, like, original series.
Mm-hmm.
He liked it. I was pleased. The first three episodes, actually.
He's never watched it before?
Mm-mm.
What a disappointment.
I know. Well, now he can go on making us proud. He could try. So, it's time for new mojitos. So, I think I might... let's take a break.
Okay.
And we're back.
Hey! Got kind of distracted. Rachel made the mojitos, and then she started fucking playing Candy Crush.
You know what? I don't have time for this abuse.
So anyway, back to Arrested Development. While we were away, we thought of some other funny things that we liked about season 4. The whole Tobias in the Thing costume, when he goes back to the house, and he says, is there a little girl here all alone? Daddy needs to get his rocks off. And the whole, like, How to Catch a Predator OC edition.
Don't call it that. There's a raccoon outside. Bullshit. That's the way he said it.
That was a good one. That was good.
You know what else I like? I just realized.
What?
Lucille Ostero's brother. His name is Argyle, first of all. And then, like, the threatening tap dance he did at Michael.
Super tan.
I'm a fan of threatening tap dances from this and now Mad Men. I just can't get enough of them. In case you don't understand that reference, if you watch that show.
Was it that guy that you were blogged twice?
Probably.
And he was dancing with the cane or whatever? Yeah, my friend Hannah liked that too.
Kenny Cosgrove. Anyway.
Or something? What is he?
Ken Cosgrove accounts.
Yeah.
What was your other one?
Steve Holt. A lot of people thought that he looked absolutely terrible and didn't get that they were referencing his line back in the old seasons of when he was like, is my hair really going to look like that? Because they give him a picture of Job and yeah, it was funny. He looked terrible, but it was on purpose.
I'm going to look up and see how, like, I knew his hair is fake. I got to look up and see the rest of him was fake.
Yeah, sorry if this rough. Is all, like, over the place, by the way. It's really hard to...
We should do a more disciplined...
I mean, we said watch. We would talk about Arrested Development, and that's what we're doing, so yeah, we should be happy.
So, you know what? Whatever.
This is our podcast, not yours.
Yeah. Well, we want you to listen to it, though. I want it to be your podcast.
We're now taking callers.
You know what I did like was... Go away, get away.
Yes.
Get away, I've had that in my head. I don't know. He looks...
How's his hair?
His hair is normal.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. He never was that cute anyway, so yeah.
Steve Holt!
He just looks like Steve Holt aged a little bit. Not terrible. He kind of looks like Zach Braff in this picture, I will be honest.
Interesting.
She's looking at a picture in which he looks like Zach Braff. Okay.
Also, in one of the close-ups of when, Maybe is in the yearbook like 5 million times because she keeps going back to high school. Someone above her and to the left, it says likes or hobbies because it writes everyone's hobbies and it says magnets.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
Jesus. It's perfect.
I was like, oh yeah, maybe it's Charlie Kelly.
I hope so. Okay. We gotta have a focus here.
All right. Should we go into Game of Thrones?
I mean, might as well.
All right.
Okay.
Going into Game of Thrones.
We're
going to
talk about Game of Thrones.
If you have not read the books.
So excited.
Then don't listen to this. Actually, if you have not read the books past, like if you've read up to the third book, you're fine. But if you have not.
No, I'm going to spoil the fuck out of you, so you better leave. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. That was
me. Yeah, just read the books. Just read them. They're good.
Spoiler alert for just, I don't know. I'm going to try not to, but you know.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. You know, we should really make this a separate podcast because I could do this all day. But we'll talk specifically about this episode that we haven't seen yet.
Okay, so it's the Red Wedding.
Red Wedding!
Which is why we're drinking, because we're celebrating.
It's a nice day for a Red Wedding. Sorry, it's been in my head all day. Oh my god, I'm so happy.
Okay. Rachel's real, like, she is, like, extremely excited. Like, I'm excited because I just want to see everyone's reactions. And I also want to see how they're going to fuck this up.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not like, oh, yeah, we'll probably die. Like, I want him to be off screen. I wouldn't... go back to Volantis with fucking your fake wife. Your Jane imposter. Makes me sad Una Chaplin had such a shitty role because I love her so much.
Dumb.
But anyway, yeah, he could, like... I just want him gone. Like, and he doesn't have to die.
I want him in my bed.
I want... Gross.
Come on, Richard Madden.
No, I hate him. Like, this show has made me hate Richard Madden. Do you understand how angry I am? Do you understand how I know intellectually how hot he is? And I hate him so much.
I'm shaking my head, by the way. You can't see me,
so much. I can't. This show has ruined Richard Madden for me.
Good thing there are other hot guys.
Like Tormund Giantsbane. I am all about that Viking realness.
You could have him. I was thinking Gendry. Ugh. By the way, that rip-off the last episode, when you almost saw his dick and then you didn't, I was so mad.
My friend and I were talking about how fucked up the show is regarding, like, two episodes in a row of, like, male rape and how they're making it sexy. And they're managing to make a sexual assault scene on a, like, man look like it's something, like, hot and, like, still, objectify, like, the woman's body and make it seem like something, like, super hot when it's, like, this is rape. This is not okay. This is terrible. And
I was talking about it with my friend Laura last night about it, and we were both like, that was like the worst scene in the history of the world. Like, the Theon scene was just absolutely disgusting. Like, I was watching it alone, and I didn't even want to watch it. Like, I just pulled up Tumblr on my phone. I was like, I'm over the scene. I'm not going to pay attention.
Oh, God. I watched it with my friend and her mom, and I was staring at my phone. Anyway, so we came up with a term for the, like, sex position. Talked about how the show likes to have sexual assault. Like sexual assault, like sexual assault, because it's so terrible and it wants to make everything titillating and terrible. So emphasis on the tits.
The two T's.
Two T's. I fucking hate everything. Anyway, it's disgusting.
Rachel doesn't call them D&D because she doesn't want to.
I don't want to. We're not on a first name basis. We're not friendly. I don't even want to call them anything. But if I have to, I call them B and W because I don't have my respect to have my first name. I actually just say the showrunners, and you know what I'm talking about. Fucking hate them.
So anyway, we are interested in seeing how they do the Red Wedding, especially because it's Talisa and not Jane, because Jane was not there in the books. So she was alive and is supposedly pregnant. Well, they want her to be. And now Talisa in the show is already pregnant, and Rob knows, and she's apparently going to the Red Wedding.
Crossing my fingers that, like, I, like, really want her to have been a spy. Like, it's obvious, like, I feel like it has to be obvious, like, she's a spy, right?
Yeah, if you don't know, there's a theory, and Rachel will explain it to you, because she knows a little bit better than I do.
There's a theory that Talisa is a Lannister spy, because she's seen a lot of times writing letters, and she doesn't really, like, say what's in them. She writes them in, what, High Valyrian? Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I'm writing, we just had sex, so I'm gonna write this letter to my mom now, okay, in this language that you can't read, cool. Haven't told my mom I'm a queen or anything yet. Cool.
And because she's a made-up character, so, like,
yeah, so
they
we don't
easily
know.
Make her anything.
Yeah, they can do anything with her. This sounds like I, like, hate her, and I hate them for inventing her.
But Una Chaplin is great, and she's really pretty.
I fucking love Una Chaplin. Like, I'm so mad she have a good role. Why could she have been Jane Westerling? Would have been fine. But anyway, so I'm, like, on one hand, I'm really hoping she's a spy, because I just want this to be over. But on the other hand, we have yet another evil vagina who's ruining everything because she's a woman and she's evil. And she lied to poor King Rob. And, you know, how could she betray him and his trust?
And another woman to just show naked just because.
Yeah, exactly. Have a gratuitous, like, up her ass scene.
Yeah. Ugh.
Nice
unnecessary
ass.
Camera angles.
Was not necessary. Was not needed at all.
So anyway. We're ready.
I'm really ready. We have, like I said, we have ice cube shaped of skulls that I'm going to just, like,
bash.
I'm going to drink them. So I'm pretty excited. You notice how I haven't talked about Kat, who is, like, the most traumatic aspect, TBH, of the Red Wedding. Because
yeah,
I forgot about her. Because I haven't. Kat?
Kat's on the show is terrible. That's why.
Kat?
Because they're.
Who?
Yeah.
Who's Kat?
Who's she on the show? And then you get so many points of view from her in the book, and then the Red Wedding is in her point of view, and it's really sad at the end.
It's ridiculous, because it's like, okay, you know, you're killing the king, like, this is terrible, like, nobody expects, like, Rob to be killed, but it's like, you look at it, you're like, okay, I can see that, and you're like, you know, assassinating the king, and then they kill Kat, too, which, like, what the fuck? I don't know, it's like, that's, like, the most upsetting part.
But then she's a badass, and does other, well.
What? Go for it.
I don't know, should I spoil you super hard?
No, go for it.
She becomes Lady Stoneheart and gets revenge on everyone. Well, not everyone.
Which
so far.
Is honestly, like, is, like, kind of the most disheartening part of it, because her whole, in the book, her whole character is, like, focused on, you know, she wants to make peace. She's not, we will kill them all. She's like, you know, if war would bring Ned back to me, I'd kill everyone, but it's not going to, so let's make a peace. But in the books, they have early said, saying, or in the show, it's like, you know, we'll kill them all, like, revenge all the time.
And then, like, she has not. She does not have the same, like, part in the whole Rob thing.
They're not letting her be, like, the politician, or, like, she's very savvy, she's a good advisor, and they're just shutting her off in the corner
she has,
to, like,
no lines.
Yeah, to look sad, with her anime eyes. Like, it's just ridiculous. So, yeah, like, when she comes back and it's all, like, wants revenge, it's really, it's kind of, it's upsetting, because that wasn't who she was, you know, as in life, and now I don't think it's going to have an impact. I'm going to be surprised. Like, you know, not going to be surprised if they bring Rob back as Lord Stoneheart to fucking kill everyone. Because.
I don't say about that. Oh my god.
Yeah. So.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think. I hope they won't. But I'm not going to be surprised.
I think, like, this season has probably been worse than the second season.
No.
And you think the second season? Honestly, I don't
terrible.
Really remember the second season because it was really, I thought it was really bad.
It was
so I'm not
horrible.
Really sure. But
I refuse to rewatch.
I think a lot of people are leaning on the casting of the Martells as a huge deciding factor of whether or not they'll watch the fourth season, which I know Rachel is.
Yeah, oh my god. I mean, honestly, I thought the season was better than the second one. The second one was a goddamn mess.
I marathoned, like, the last 4 or 5 episodes because I was in Europe. So I don't really
remember. I didn't, I mean, it was disappointing. Like, I don't want to watch again. I've tried, and I just, like, can't do it. Like, it was not good. And this
I watched
one,
the finale before the third season started.
Yeah. This one hasn't been horrible. It's been, like, disappointing, but it's, I don't know, it's a little bit better. I'm trying to be, like, less of a book purist, but it's not even, like, at that. It's like, oh, well, this person didn't say this line at this exact time. It's like, oh, well, this person said this line that goes against every part of their character.
Yeah.
You know.
Just pretty much all the female characters.
Because, you know, if you carry a sword and you don't wear a dress, then you obviously must hate other girls. So, I mean, I know when I wear jeans, I talk shit about women constantly because, God forbid, you can be a woman and have slightly, like, maybe masculine qualities or, like, badass qualities. Maybe you carry a sword, but, you know.
We were just talking about Gwendoline Christie, by the way, and how amazing she is.
Oh, she's great, yeah. Yeah, I'm so happy with her. I'm like, I hate the show. I hate it. I love to hate it, maybe, but I love
all the actors. They're all getting a lot of good exposure from it.
Yeah, I...
Especially because they're, like, UK actors, mm-hmm. and it's a show that's pretty big in America.
So. Yeah, I don't have complaints about any of the actors. I think they're all doing a great job with, like, the pretty shitty material they're being given.
Yeah.
It sounds so critical, and yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna watch it every week. I tried to quit, and then somehow, what happened? I think I had to watch it with Casey or something, I don't know. I was, like, gonna quit, and then there was, like, a really good episode. I think it was, like, the butts episode. It wasn't a good episode because of the butts, but it happened to be good. That's how I'm distinguishing it. I was like, I'm gonna quit the show, and then, like, that was on. This is really good, and then it was terrible again.
Sorry, my friend just texted me, and she was talking about how, like, sometimes people hate touristy cities because they only do the touristy things. She was talking about Paris, like, they just spend 3 days there and just are in the crowds at the Louvre and the Eiffel toilet. She wrote toilet instead of tower. Okay, sorry.
The Eiffel toilet, little known tourist destination. okay. Look at your laugh on this thing. Watching, like, the Equalizer or something. I don't know, whatever you call it. The visual display in Casey's laughs are, like, huge. And our regular
talking is little. You guys love it. I do.
Our regular talking is little tiny bars, and hers are, like, great big peels. Mountain big ranges.
Diamonds.
So, I don't think this is a very good podcast. I think we should probably start. Just have a normal conversation.
No, you guys love it. Let us know what you think, please. We have Tumblrs. Just send us messages if you, like, have any comments or anything, or if you want us to talk about certain things.
Or not talk about certain things.
Yeah, not talk about certain things.
Oh, God.
This podcast will be linked on both of our Tumblrs. So.
And we're going to make our own if it's not taken.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
So.
Do you want
to? I want you to, I want you guys to talk to us. Give us some feedback. God damn it. Well.
No!
Well, we'll find. Okay. This is terrible. Stopping right now. Okay, so, good news. We just made a Tumblr page for our podcast, if you want to listen to it.
It is the-f-show.tumblr.com, and that's where we will be posting all of our podcasts. So if you have any messages, requests, anything like that, you could submit it there. We'll also probably be reblogging it onto our personal Tumblrs. So
there's that. So... Let us know how you like it. We'll probably be making another. We'll make, like, I really want to just. I just want to talk about Game of Thrones, A Song of Ice and Fire, like, all the time. So we'll probably
it's
make.
Almost over.
Yeah, I know. We'll probably make. I still want to talk about it. A podcast just dedicated to that soon. So thanks for joining us
on the F Show. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Bye.